And so am I. Okay. Let's sync. Sync. Hello. Now that is a very nostalgic sound. You'll notice that this is in German. That's how this cutscene is. This is the original, yeah. Now, apparently what this is, someone has taken the translated English material from the PSP release of this game and just put it back into the PC Engine version. I don't think there will be any difference between them. I'm not sure what that rendering issue is right there. Maybe that's just the video, or I don't know, but... That's not going to keep going, I'm sure. It's just the lightning flashes. And you see in other Castlevania games, this opening cutscene referenced a lot. Of course, there's Castlevania Rondo of Blood for the PC Engine. Known in America as the TurboGrafx-16, a console that did not have Rondo of Blood on it. Yeah. I also like how not in sync, like, I you know, the wording and everything and the phrasing was changed, but when he said on human blood, that's when he said Fledermaus, which is bat. I don't know. Apparently it has a lot of shmups on it. It did a lot more business in Japan, I'm pretty sure. So this game is properly referred to as Akumajo Dracula X, Rondo of Blood. And the X was just sort of appended onto the end of Akumajo Dracula, which is Demon Castle Dracula, which is the Japanese name for Castlevania. So Symphony of the Night is also called Akumajo Dracula X. I don't know what the Japanese in is, but it's just Nocturne in the Moonlight. But so both games are Dracula X, which is why when a really bad port of this game came out for the Super Nintendo in America and was just called Castlevania Dracula X, that was very confusing to everyone. In Japan, it was called, I believe it was called Akumajo Dracula XX. I know that XX was involved. So that's what Castlevania fans tend to call that version of the game. But so this, me and SK were talking about doing Symphony of the Night, and I was like, well, let's do Rondo first, if we can find a short video for it, because it is the prequel to Symphony of the Night. They are two games in the Dracula X series. That's why when the PSP had a release called, like, Dracula X Chronicles, that's why both of these games were on it. Which was, like, the main game was a 2.5D remake of this game, then you could unlock this game and Symphony, and in terms of this game, it was the first time it had ever been released in America on anything. You can get it now on, like, Xbox Live Arcade and, like, whatever, but... Yeah. A lot of neat-looking effects in this. So that... Yeah, this is a little, like, pre-stage thing. When you play as Richter in Symphony of the Night, he's on this chariot at the beginning. You know, when Alucard runs toward the castle? Richter's on that chariot. And I believe that the death sprite is the same in Symphony as in this. Oh yeah, they really do. And like, now of course in the American release of Symphony, it says ending scene Bloodlines in America because that was the last Castlevania game that had come out. So they're like, oh, we'll just say it's that one, even though it's obviously not. But yeah, so this is the last game that was made in the classic Castlevania style. It is very good. It's very, very respected. I have almost beaten it. I cannot beat the second to last boss, which is the hardest boss in the game. I'm told. I don't know how hard Dracula is because I've never fought Dracula. Oh, yeah. The idea of there being a castle, yes. And I remember that, you know, the castle was called Castlevania. That was the idea. It was, oh, Simon Belmont has to return to Castlevania. It, you know, by the time there started being games with actual stories and shit, like, you know, it was just called Dracula's Castle, you know. But I think it was easier to just call that because, like, Akumato Dracula, I think, is what the castle's called in the Japanese version. Because it's just Demon Castle Dracula. I mean, it might be like Dracula no Castle or whatever. I don't fucking know, but... Mm-hmm. Well, and they weren't as silly in the Japanese versions either. It sounds like, oh, it was so deep in Japan. No, it wasn't really. But it was just a simple fucking game. But they're like, the marketing for it was very much, ooh, spooky, scary. Go, you must fight Count Dracula. Don't make sure he doesn't suck your blood. You know, I mean, it was that. And so, like, if you want a good time, read any of the old manuals for any of the old Castlevania games. They refer to levels as levels of terror, and everything is like that. Literally everything is. The picture of Alucard in the Castlevania 3 booklet, he looks like Count Chocula. It's great. But it never happened to this game because this game did not come out in America for a really, really long time. And yeah, I think... Yeah, it must be. I am used to seeing that in Japanese, so yeah, that must be an edit to the ROM. I remember me and a few people from Metro 2002 a while ago, and when I say a while, I mean like in 2004 or 5, spent a weekend trying to get emulated versions of this game to run, because PC Engine emulators were very, very finicky back then, and what we had then to end up doing was get an ISO for the game and burn a physical CD of it and make sure everything went perfectly, and then put that CD into the computer and run that with the PC Engine emulator with the right BIOS and everything. It was ridiculous. And I remember my copy of the disc, everything went fine except there was some glitch in it. The game was perfectly playable, but the boss music would not loop. It would just stop, and then all of the dialogue from the game's files, because I guess the boss music is like the last one in the file, all of the dialogue would start playing in order and in Japanese. And the first time I heard it, I didn't think anything was wrong. I thought it was just some voiceover cutscene that was happening during gameplay. It was really interesting. It was like, and like, it didn't not go with the boss fight, but yeah. See those zombies, by the way? The Symphony zombies. But yeah, Nick, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Now, he did get a key from a candle here. I'm not sure if he's going to use it, but that matters. But yeah, that sound, I gotta look that up. That sounds super interesting. Five is the one. Five is the $1 million one, right? The one with like the good for the time graphics. The one with Cedric the Owl. That one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you have that key until you use it in this level. It's I'm sure he'll use it. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have gotten it. It's the way you rescue Maria and unlock her as a playable character. And yeah, I mean, yeah. Of course, this stage is just the first stage of Castlevania 1. Like they use this layout all the time, and you know, a version of this stage is even in Symphony. Like this part with the mermen, you know that. Like it's in Symphony. It probably is. Yeah. So that was the key door. This is old school anime style. Oh my God, he replaced the voices. Sorry, go ahead. I was thrown. What were you saying about Retro Prey? Ernest Evans. Oh, Ernest Evans. With the power of Bitcoin, I purchase pants. Yes. This, I mean. Yeah, well, because they could do this. You know, it was. We have discs now. There are discs and we have them, you know, and they weren't the first games that had discs, but they probably were some of the first with like hardware that could do a lot of the things they wanted to do with them. Maybe I don't really know, but that cutscene is no more bearable in Japanese, but yeah, I remember Maria Nena, the vampire hunter. I remember that very clearly. Yeah, there are a few cutscenes like that scattered around it in this game. Not that many. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all we know, it could have been animated by the same studio. But I mean, a lot of it looked very similar back then. I mean, didn't they all? But that does sound right. Oh, this is cool. Watch the background carefully. There's a very cool effect here. Yes. And like, see that? And the tower collapses. Yeah, this is, and so every werewolf enemy that you see in later Castlevania games is this sprite. Of course, in Symphony, there's a part where you fight a werewolf and a Minotaur at the same time. Both of those are bosses in this game. That's why werewolves always do martial arts, is because they do them in this game. I don't know if there's a deeper Japanese cultural significance to that, but I very much appreciate that this game's in the proper aspect ratio as well, because it is not in most other versions, just because, like, you know, they're trying to render it on a PSP or whatever. I know that the version of Symphony on Dracula X Chronicles uses the worst of the two rendering engines you can use on EPSXE. That one of them makes the game in the proper aspect ratio and the other one doesn't. I think it might be like an arcade cabinet thing where the game is natively in a squashed resolution, but it will be on the machine will project it at the proper one, and that lets it, you know, that it saves on processing power or whatever. Yeah, CPS1 and CPS2 definitely, and whatever the other one is. There's that emulator you can get on PSP that is that and one of the other consoles, because it's like, or cabinets, because it's like the same hardware basically. So go ahead. Mm-hmm. I think that this guy seems to be just doing the main path for all the stages. In this game, every level has a secret exit that you can use to go to an alternate level. And as you like unlock them, you can go back in the you can like load the game again and just select the levels. You can go back to the ones you missed, or like, oh, okay, I want to do a different exit from this one now. So that there is some replayability to this game, but we're going with a straightforward playthrough just to, cause we're warming up and let's just see what happens. But yeah, Flea Men, obviously it works really well. Yeah. And like one area that this game is definitely graphically inferior to Symphony in is the backgrounds, because they just don't have the processing power to do all the crazy, you know, cool backgrounds that Symphony has. So they're doing a lot with what they have. Like, you know, that pattern there just fading into the darkness. Like you know what else is down there. You don't need to see it. Oh yeah. Yeah, and everyone says, "Oh, they're from Symphony." No, they're not. A whole lot of them aren't. I think not every single sprite in this game appears in Symphony, but a lot of them do. I think it actually does. I think it's in the inverted castle. I can't say that for certain, but I think he's in the inverted Colosseum, and he has some weird Latin-y name. I don't remember what it is. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Can't remember what. Oh right, that was just a mid boss. Yeah. It's good that we're seeing this with Richter as well, because I mean, Maria is really fun to play as, but she's also a lot easier. Her whole thing is that she can move after she attacks immediately. She just throws her birds. That's how she attacks, and she doesn't stop moving when she does it. And she also has two jumps, so she can control her trajectory after she jumps, which Ritna cannot do. Which, like, that's a Castlevania thing. That's the way Castlevania is supposed to work. But a lot of, like, especially when people played Dracula X Chronicles, they were like, this game is really hard. It's like, oh, play as Maria. She controls more like what you're used to, you know. The game is really designed for Richter, but yeah, I don't know if it is or not. I do know that all of the moves you can do in this, you can do in Symphony. Like, one thing that they're not doing very much is if you like double tap forward while you're attacking or something like that, or you press forward an instant after you press the attack button, your whip will flash gold or white or something and lengthen just a little bit, like lengthening your strike. Oh yeah, that was it right there, actually. You actually do have two jumps as Richter, but one of them is just a backflip. You can use it for evasion, kind of, but yeah, you can also do that in Symphony. Yeah, item crashes. I don't remember what like what the buttons for that is, but yeah, he's yeah, this is also this started a long tradition of Minotaur's uppercutting. I don't think he has the slide attack in this. He fucking can't, because it would be so useful. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would. It's a shame they never made one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just have Donovan be all of the Belmonts at the same time. I think this is just beginning. All of this music is remixed, which maybe the new music in this game isn't in the regular stages, or maybe I'm misremembering. And these aren't the regular stages. Maybe these are the alternate stages. I don't think so, though. No, because he would have fought a different boss in level 2. Yeah, well, for being a straightforward Castlevania game, yeah. Yeah, do you know why that is? That is because that is a holdover from the very first version of what would become Castlevania, which is I don't know if any part of this story was preserved, but the whole thing was Simon, or maybe he wasn't called Simon, maybe he was trying to rescue his wife from Castlevania, or his lover, or his fiance, or some shit. And all of the video game mechanic things were love based. It was like Valentine's and shit like that. So that's why they're hearts, and they just never stopped making them hearts. Yeah. I think there are some elements of that remain in Haunted Castle, I think. Oh, I like this. This is a hidden area, actually. Like, I don't think you have to go through here. But so basically, that the room to the left is someone is roll, like they're just you know, metal or stone balls that are rolling down the whole length of it. And you have to avoid them. So this room off to the side is where they come from. It's like the factory that builds a new Larry in Legion Suit Larry. Yeah, and this guy's only job is just to load them back onto the thing. See? You don't have to go there at all. It's actually the long way. It's awesome, yeah. I think that if you see like those stark blue backgrounds, I think those might be placeholders. Because they never look right. Like they never look like that was what was supposed to go there. Yeah. And this is why old Axe Armor is this sprite in Symphony, because it's the one from Rondo. Because they did have a much cooler looking version of it in Symphony, but old Axe Armor was also an enemy in the game. And other ones as well. Bone Tower or Skull Tower or something. It is the same sprite. Oh, yeah. I would have to see it again to be sure. I think you might be, yeah. The one with the, if you have to call a picture to your mind, think of the big staircase in the chapel. Because they are the ones that are, like, canted backwards. And you see, when you whip that ball and chain thing, it starts, it like adds vertices to the swing. Like, there's no limit to how many times you can. Well, I mean, it's like however many balls there are in the sequence. It's like eight or whatever, but it'll keep folding in on itself more and more. Yeah, and I mean, like, that's actually, because we were talking about, oh yeah, we should do Symphony, even though we've played it a million times, and we've even done a video fest of it before, you know, we should, you know, there's a lot of, like, kooky stuff to talk about in it, and I'm getting a phone call. It's my mom. I'll call her back. That was the Perfect Cell theme as my ringtone, ladies and gentlemen. Can't remember which boss this is. Oh, I think it's this. Is this Delahan? Yeah, it is Delahan. Oh yeah, and also a boss sometimes as well. But yeah, usually regular. Now there's an enemy in the library in Symphony called Duron, like Dhur, and that's a mistranslation of Delahan, but it's not based on this one. It's based on an enemy from Castlevania 3, which is a guy with a rapier, and he's holding his own head, but he's like normal sized. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's always creative with it, but it is frequently very creative. Yeah. No. I have paused the video at 2702. My mom needs me to call her. So, and it's like, we missed no commentary. I'm just going to leave the thing recording. Actually, I won't, but it won't matter. But yeah, start recording again. Yeah, I'm paused at 2702. Let's sync if you're ready to go. Oh, hang on. I'm a fucking idiot. Hang on. I put my drink down somewhere else. Hang on. Okay, am I still recording? I am still recording. Okay, good. Okay, let's sync. Are you at 2702? Okay, cool. Sync. There we go. This is a great level. It really, really is. It isn't that often that you see a full-fledged ship like this in Castlevania. There are ships pretty frequently, but not a huge one like this. I was really disappointed in Portrait of Ruin. Hey, remember that fucker? I mean, he died immediately, but yeah. In Portrait of Ruin, there are four stages, and then there are four more stages that are palette swaps of the four previous stages. That's what the good ending path of the game is. I didn't have it figured out that they would all be that way yet, because some of them are pretty good at hiding it. But there's one of them where, because that game is Super Mario 64, the Castlevania game. The portrait that you go into is like a wrecked ship moored on a beach or something. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And it was just, I was really looking forward to an awesome ship level, and it was just the same ass like circus theme level that was already in the game, just with like the boss fight was in a ship themed room, and they were probably planning on it being a ship, and then it like wasn't. I was so fucking mad. A little bit. It is fun. I do like it. It's a fun game, but yeah. The only one of the DS games that I will genuinely call a good video game is Order of Ecclesia, and that is possibly the best Metroidvania game ever made. Possibly. It's either that or Circle. Dawn of Sorrow is, what if Aria of Sorrow had better graphics, a worse story, and the Souls mechanic was a lot more grindy instead. It had a lot of good ideas. It did sort of like, if Aria of Sorrow didn't exist, I would like it a lot more. It all, like, the Julius mode also rules in that game, because you can, you know, it's you and Yoko and Symphony Alucard, you know, like, wrecking shop, and that's the way it should have been originally. Yeah, but Aria does exist, and it honestly is more successful than Dawn is at being the kind of game that it's trying to be. The music is a lot better in Aria, and that's a big thing for me with Castlevania games. You gotta have good music, because music in Castlevania games is pretty much never bad. And it's like it's a story that just couldn't be told twice. The story of Soma Cruz, it doesn't work if you tell it twice. And they weren't, like, he knew at the beginning, he's like, oh, I'm the reincarnation of Dracula, but, like, spoilers, by the way, but, like, you know, they're just like, oh, and he goes back to the castle, because he, there's a reason, I guess, but it's so unnecessary, and the villains that are there trying to resurrect Dracula again, it's like, oh, if you want to accept the power, maybe one of these guys can. You know, and it's just dumb. But it does, Julius mode does culminate with a Soma fight where he fights like Dracula, but uses like a lot of his souls. It's really cool, and it's really hard. And there was no reason to do one. It was such a good, unique. Oh, this is a good example of a death second form that I like a lot, because it's sort of clever. It's not what they usually do with the death second form. This is a real pretty fight. It's neat having it at like the top of a. You know, a boss fight at the top of a yeah. See, this is a second form. That's all it is. I don't know, but maybe he did. But yeah, it's just he takes out the scythe and fights seriously. It's really cool. Yeah, like in Order of Ecclesia, where he just like starts fighting seriously, and like he gets that like marionette style sprite and starts doing a lot more complicated things, and yeah. This guy is not doing, he said, he's doing that backflip. It is traditional to backflip into the fucking orb, and I don't know why he's not doing it. You're supposed to, if you make the stage clear screen freeze on the backflip sprite, you extra win the stage. Huh, okay. This is Bishy Dracula. It's before they really knew how to make Dracula look cool, I think. He reminds you of Bakura from Yu-Gi-Oh! I mean, I don't either, except for Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series, but, you know. Isn't it weird, like, with the visuals, but then, like, the script of the scene isn't that bad? A very noticeable thing that the PSP version of the game did was retranslate all the dialogue, right? And they retranslated the famous opening scene into good dialogue. And it was like, no, they changed. It's like, yeah, they should have changed it because it sucked before. It's hilarious and legendary, but it sucks. And they didn't change any of the meaning of anything anyone's saying, but they made it amazing dialogue. Yeah, and what they actually did is, like, sometimes they use it to, like, warm up for voice work. If we do Symphony after this, I will read that dialogue during the opening scene, because it'll all be in Japanese anyway. It was like, no, why are you not? Yeah, everyone knows it. Everyone knows what that original scene is. I've memorized all of that dialogue. Everyone has. You don't need a video that has that in it, you know? It is extremely available. That's the thing. You know, it is not hard to come by. If you want that version, you can have it, you know? I do like the sprite style in this game a lot, like for the backgrounds. It's very intricate and working very well with what it has. What the hell? Oh, okay. I thought this was the Shaft fight for a second because that was Shaft, but this is not the Shaft fight arena, and it's not the stage that you face Shaft in. Oh, go ahead. Okay, yeah. Right. Ah. I am going to blow your mind right now. It's actually supposed to be 8,000. That's the original. I think they changed it in I don't remember whether they changed it in the anime, like in Japan, or whether they changed it in the dub because it sounded bigger, I believe. I believe that because it's if you want to yell, it's over 9,000, that rolls off the tongue a little bit better than it's over 8,000. I think that was the reason. I'm not saying they were right, but I think that's why it was. That's another character that got an updated sprite in Symphony, by the way, because Creature looks very different from that in Symphony. That's an awesome sprite for Shaft. Dude, all of the animations in this game are so fucking pretty. Wait, okay, so this is the Shaft fight then? Hang on. Is it a different Shaft fight? Is the boss that I'm thinking of not Shaft? For people watching this that know Castlevania, I'm thinking of the boss that is at the end of this stage that... Shit. Or maybe they're just two Shaft fights. I'm thinking it's a stage that opens up with a long bridge with bats on it that swing swords at you. Please don't tell me that was in this and I missed it, right? Bats with swords. Okay, no, okay, never mind. Maybe this was just the first Shaft fight and there's more than one. I'm not sure that I've ever actually done this stage. I might have been doing it on like a different path or something. The actual Shaft fight, if that's what it is hard as balls. I think this is the stage, actually. There is a, there's a way to do this. Yeah, this is the way you're supposed to do it. You are supposed to moonwalk. You could not moonwalk if you hold down something. I don't remember what it is, but I don't think it's possible to do this stage without doing that. It's because maybe they don't have the swords. It is the same sprite as the ones that do have swords in some of the other Castlevania games. Yeah. Well, note that the clock tower here is like the same fucking layout. But like, or more or less anyway. But I know that they did use that sprite and they put like scimitars on the bottom of them, and then they would like mode 7 rotate to swing the swords at you. It's in Portraits. It might be in Ecclesia as well. I'm not sure. I don't think it was in Dawn. It's a little doofy, yeah. Most of the sprites that hadn't been reused by the time Portrait came around, they used them. Like the... Yeah, I think it's exclusive to this as well. Remember that secret door in Symphony? I believe it's the same... It's located in the same place here, but it's not the same... like you don't open it the same way, because in Symphony there's those gears that you have to turn until they click, and then you can open the door. But they're on. It's like on all three screens of the clock tower. Yeah, it can just kind of do it again. Yeah. I mean, it does sort of... It is notable that, of all of the Castlevania games that Iga made, I would say that exactly one of those is a truly amazing video game, and that's Order of Ecclesia. None of the other ones are. And, you know, they all have the same assets, more or less. Because, like, I would not call Symphony an amazing masterpiece video game. It's very important, but it's not like... It has some big problems. Yeah. Yep. I believe you can also like not do that, and you get like a different ending. Like you don't have to rescue any of the girl. I don't know if it's something they added in Dracula X Chronicles or not, but there are like multiple girls that you rescue, not just Maria and Annette, and rescuing all of them gets you a different ending. I think like one thing, like an alternate thing, is if you don't rescue Annette in DXC, then she like gets turned into a vampire or like a succubus or something, and you have to fight her and kill her. Yeah, look at that. Look at that fucking sprite. That's one of the best armor sprites in the entire series. Yeah, it's in Symphony as well, I think. My dead dog. Got Rudy the Undead Hound. Ah. Yeah, it's very Gundam-esque. Wait, I think that actually is what's happening, literally. I don't think that's a shoulder pad. Maybe, but yeah, no, you don't want your shield mounted in the best way to use a shield is actually not have it strapped to your arm at all. It kind of depends on the kind of shield, but it's like, you know, they always show that because it looks really cool and badass, but it's not, it's not what you want to do. You want to have a shield with, a boss that lets you hold it in the center, then you can, like, move it around very easily. I watch Lindy Beige on YouTube. Yes. Well, it's a mirror. But it's, you know, it's a cursed mirror. It's a mirror. You know, the image only appeared when Richter was going past it. It's a fucking mirror. Look at it. Okay, that's a mirror. They're all mirrors. Oh, you mean that? Okay. Yeah, I think it's like a standard like space that you can stand in and be safe, but yeah. Okay, this is going to be the hardest boss fight in the game, I think. It's real fast. I guess it's, oh yeah, see that. They're marked with what subweapon they give you. I just figured that out. Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, it's Shaft's ghost or whatever. Which is weird, because he's not dead in this or at the end of this game. He's still a character in fucking Symphony. This is really fucking hard, dude. You see how much fucking damage he's taking, even though he's like item crash spamming and everything? Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so hard. Yeah, in my experience, it tends to come out of the floor a bit more than that. And here we go. Oh, wow, it's called Bloodlines. Oh, maybe it just says Bloodlines there, and it's not supposed to be the game. But no, it's definitely supposed to be the game in the original Symphony. But they probably, I don't know, I don't fucking know, man. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe. I could be wrong about this, could have been wrong the whole time. That's weird, though, the way that isn't, yeah, graphical in this version. And how much better the lighting is, well, not lighting, but, you know, the design of it is in Symphony. This is basically exactly the same, though. I think this was the first usage of Dance of Illusion. Yeah. There is no cutscene. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that health bar is exactly the same as it is at the beginning of Rondo, and the other bosses don't have it. Like, the UI, I think, is the same in this part of Symphony. And, of course, like the sprites are all exactly the same. Right, yeah. Yeah, and that was also not, that was not translated. But I mean, the way the second form looks, like, those sprites are the same. Not in that capacity. It's the final boss. It's not gonna, like, she's not gonna appear and make you invincible. Yeah, that was definitely Japanese. It isn't the only game that he's playable in, but it is the only game he's the main character of. I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Oh. Okay. This isn't the same translation that's in the Symphony cutscene in this version of the game, or the version that this audio is taken from. It is not the same dialogue. Why isn't it the same dialogue? That's so weird. It looks like the scene's just kind of different in, like, Japanese as well. What is that What is that staticky sound that keeps like that? That's not from you, right? That's from the game. Yeah, that. And then he's out of the castle. Even though it took him the entire game to get to the castle, he gets all the way back over here before it collapses. Or is it? Oh, I guess it had finished collapsing, I guess. But yeah. Yeah, that's Maria Redondo. Yeah, so that was Rondo of Blood. It wasn't all of Rondo of Blood. Yeah, this is like the intro to like Pokemon Crystal. Yeah. And a more essential part of the Symphony of the Night experience than most people give credit for, I think. You mean in terms of English or Japanese? Oh, that's fairly common. Yeah. Because, like, if Iga had made this game, I guarantee you, he didn't, but I guarantee you, he would have, he would just put his name as IGA in English. I mean, maybe he wasn't doing that when he first started making these, but, oh, okay, well, he was in it, but he didn't, like, direct it. Pop the top Wada. A lot of times, when you see Japanese, like, credits, well, not Japanese credits, but credits for any old-school video game, all of them are in, like, they have stupid nicknames, and the reason for that is the companies wouldn't let them put their real name because they didn't want them to poach their talent. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was Rondo. And, yeah, that could be the end of the video. Thank you for watching the Video Fest, which is what we call it. Okay. Yeah, whatever. I could not possibly... I've